Good job, everyone. We are up to page 9 over here in Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sif Tes Vav. We have now done the actual Birkas Kohanim. They've actually made the bracha and they did the bracha Hashem Yishmerecha. They finished the Birkas Kohanim. And up next is what happens after the Birkas Kohanim is done. Says the Mechaber over here in Sif Tes Vav, Yachar Kach Matchil Shliach Tzibur Shim Shalom. The Shliach Tzibur starts Shim Shalom after they finish the last word Shalom. So, and the tzibur says Amen. Then the shliach tzibur starts Sim Shalom. We have the kohanim machzirin pneim leichal. We omrim ribono olim asinu mashe gezart aleinu. Ase ata mashe v'tachtano ishkipim on kodshecha min hashamayim uvarech as amcha es Yisrael. So at that point, when the shliach tzibur starts Sim Shalom, so the kohanim at that point turn around from facing the tzibur, they turn towards the heichal again, and they say the following tefillah: Ribono Olamim, Asinu Mashi Gazartai. We did what we were supposed to do. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you do what you're supposed to do. Ashkivu Monko Chechem in Hashemayim Varechadam Yisrael. Basically bring down the shefa bracha from Shemayim and bless Klal Yisrael. If you look at Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzahl over here in Divrei Masel Ashkifa, he reads the reason why we use this lashon is based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, okay, Divrei Hayomim Beis, and he brings down the pasuk why we dafka use this lashon over here. The Kohanim go ahead and do this. Now the Ramah adds in over here when they're saying this Hishkifa Mon Kachecha Brocha, he says V'yarichu B'tfila Zu. They're supposed to be marich in this tefila Ad Shisayim Shliat Tzibur Sim Shalom. Even though this bracha is much shorter than the bracha of Sim Shalom, they're supposed to be marich to the point where they're going to finish at the same time as the Shliat Tzibur. Why? V'shiyanu al Tzibur Amin al Shneim. So when the Tzibur answers Amin to the bracha of Sim Shalom, it's like they're answering Amin to both the Shliat Tzibur's bracha and the Kohanim's bracha at the same time. V'im einim yicholim laharich kol kach. If they're unable to be marich that much, it's too hard for them, whatever it might be, they can't be marich. Yomru Adir Mamarom, Kilokam Siman Kuflav, they'll say what the Tzibur also says, Adir Mamarom, they can also say that, and also finish at the same time as the Tzibur. Okay, so it seems like the Iker is, they're supposed to say this bracha, they're supposed to try and finish at the same time the Shliat Tzibur. But the Mishnah Berurah takes this very seriously so much that he writes on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sivkatan and Dalit. He says, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Shemarichim B'nugunei Yom Tamseinu. And on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we have that whole tefillah. Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. Hayom Tamseinu. Okay, we're going to be, that whole tefillah. So that's also going to be part of this. That'll be a really, really lengthy, Hashkifim Mon Kachecha. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, Lo Yathchil Lomar Ribon Anulus Alasof, Kedei Shiyasam Yimakal Kecha. They should wait for this bracha until later on after Hayom Hayom in order so that they could say this bracha and finish at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur on Mevarech and Tzibur Yisrael Vashalom, so the Amen will go on both. So we take this very seriously. The Mishnah Berurah takes it so seriously that he says they should wait to say, not directly, right after Birkas Kohanim, they should wait to say this bracha so they finish at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur. Fine. Siv Tet Zayin. Ein HaKoyin Rahashayim Lahazir Padayim Ad Shiyachal Shliach Tzibur Sim Shalom. The Kohanim are not allowed to turn around until the Shliach Tzibur actually starts the bracha Sim Shalom. And they don't put down their arms. They don't bring down their arms from the Nesias Kapayim until after they turn around. I mean, while they're turning around, they still have their arms out. And then only after they turn around, then they put their arms down. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Right? It doesn't talk about Lakov Atzbosem. Sounds like something that they're putting in their fingers to make their fingers regular, but the Mishnah Berurah points out. Zikot Netzayin, Perush Yedem Yubrushos, Ad Shiach Ziru Pneim. Their arms should be put out until they turn around. V'omdim Sham, and they stand in front of the Aron Kodesh, Ve'in Mershayim La'akor Misham, Ad Shiyasayim, Shiyat Tzibur Sim Shalom. They're not allowed to get down from the place of the Birkas Kohanim until after the Shiyat Tzibur finishes Sim Shalom. And the Ramah adds the Chinam Minag, and those who say they can't go down after Amarech Lema Yisrael Shalom, they have to wait the extra second for the Tzibur to answer Amen to the Bracha, only and then they go down. The Ramah says that is the Minag, and the reason why the Mishnah Berurah points out over here is because Amen is part of the Bracha. Amen, the answering of Amen is part and parcel of the Bracha, and therefore they don't go down until after they finish Sim Shalom. The Mishnah Berurah, interesting Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikot and Samech. He says over here, Lano Sami, like I just said, Dekotam Amin Adayim Lo Nistayim HaBracha. Like I just mentioned before, the bracha is not over until they answer Amen. He says, V'ashav Shaminag Lomar L'Kwanim Yiridisam Min Aduchem Yishar, or Yishar Koach. Okay, nowadays where he writes, the minhag is, they say, Yashar Koach to the Kohanim when they come down. Better for them not to come down from the Dukhan until after the Chazan's finished Kaddish. In order that the nation is going to go up missing Yashar Koach in the middle of Kaddish, and they're going to miss out on Kaddish, they're going to be talking during Kaddish, therefore the Mishnah Berurah says wait till after Kaddish. Moreno Rabbi Nevinzel points out, as a double portion over here, you see over here, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about in Chutz La'aretz where they're duchening only on the Chagim. How do I know this? Because he's talking about that they're going to say Kaddish, the Shayat Zim is going to say Kaddish right afterwards. We in Eretz Yisrael, we duchen every day, or the Sephardim in Chutz La'aretz, where they duchen every single day. You don't say Kaddish right after Birkas Kohanim. You go out and say Tachnun, okay? And therefore, Nevzal says, this is not Shaykh in Eretz Yisrael, where they're going to say Tachnun, they go down right away. Not like that, you're not supposed to say Yashar Koach to the Kohanim until afterwards, because why? We're going to see later on that you're not allowed to be mafsik between Shmon Esrei and Tachnun. You're not allowed to be masik between the two, so therefore, if you're not supposed to be masik between the two, say Yashar Koach to the Kohanim, will be a hesek, and therefore, you want to say Yashar Koach to the Kohanim, say it afterwards, say it after Tachanun, say it after Kaddish, that'll be fine, but Lameis to the Kohanim, go down after Sim Shalom, and you say Yashar Koach only later on after you've finished your Tachanun. Siv Yud Zayin. Kishemachzirim Pteim. While they are turning their face, Bein Betchila, Bein Masof, Lo Yasir El Derech Yami. The way that they turn is always to the right. Meaning, when they start Birkas Kohanim, they turn to the right to face the Kaal, and when they're done with Birkas Kohanim, they turn to the right again to go back to the Aron Kodesh. That's generally how we hold an halacha, always, that you're always supposed to turn to the right. Perish, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sekon Samachalof, Batchila, Kishon Meduchan, Obtem, Klapi Ahechel, Shubha Mizrach, Vikorn Lem Kohanim, Matchin Lahasar Paneam, Klapi Aam, Litzad Yom, Shlom Lubadorum, Viachu Kach Lamarov, Negat Atzibur, ובסוף, כשמתחיל שיהיה ציבור שים שלום, מחזיר פניהם כלפי הקודש, מתחיל לעשר פניהם דרך יומין שלהם, שהוא בצוף, and that's exactly what he said, always turning to the right. And כשיורדים מן הדוכן, לא יחזיר אחרים להיכל, when they go down from the דוכן, as you'll soon see, the Kohanim know what they're doing, they won't turn their back to the Aron Kodesh, they'll go backwards a little bit to the side, so they don't put their back to the heichal, אלא יצעדו ויעשו בניהם קצת להיכל, כתלמיד נפטר מרבו, just like when one person is leaving his Rebbe, he shouldn't put his back to his Rebbe, it goes to the side a little bit, so too, כשמאסר פונם אלו בצייס לבונוב, when he's turning his back, when he's turning around to go back to the seat, after Birkas Kohanim, he should not turn his back to the Aron Kodesh, fine. Okay, so, now, says the Roma, Kishiyordi min haduchan, when they come down from the duchan, lo yigu b'man aleim anum turafim. They shouldn't touch their dirty shoes. V'imnogim yitlu yedeim l'tfilah shimpalu achakach. If they do touch their dirty shoes, then they have to go wash their hands because they're going to daven afterwards. You can't say any words of tefillah when your hands are dirty. Therefore, they should try not touching the shoes. If they do touch their dirty shoes, then they should go ahead and wash their hands. Now, what about if their shoes are not dirty? So number one, in Simin Dalid, you'll see over there, if you look at Simin Dalid, and Evan Sol's horrors over there, he writes that if a Kohen just touches his shoelace, or any person touches their shoelaces, then we assume that it's not dirty, and therefore you do not have to wash your hands. Furthermore, it's Meduyik from the Roma over here, it says, Shiyardim in Aduch lo yigubin man alayim hametunafim, sounds like it's just if they are dirty, the shoes. If they are not dirty, then it's not really the end of the world if they touch their shoes. However, the Magen Avram does not write that. The Magen Avram says, Perush means over here, Stam min alayim hametunafim. Generally we assume shoes are automatically dirty and therefore you would have to wash your hands anyways. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, he brings down, in Nun Beis, says, no, sorry. In Sikon Samach Beis, Hametunafim says, Nir Dachi Kama. Stam min alim, kimitunafim to him. Stam min alim, we assume they are dirty, and therefore he would have to go wash them, and therefore he should be makpin not to go ahead and touch his shoes. In the new edition of the Mishnah Berurah, though, Moreno Rabbeinu brings down over here, if you look inside, he says in the new edition, he says over here in Dibur Masel Stam, he says, Dafka b'stam. That's only if you assume you don't know if they're clean or they're dirty. Avlim yodei bevadish yiminol of nikius. You know your shoes are clean. They don't have any dirt in them. You're careful with your shoes, or they're brand new shoes or whatever it may be. Lo, tzarech netilas yadayim. You do not have to do netilas yadayim. So therefore, what comes out of Lachalamaisa is that in terms of touching things that are dirty. Shlomo Zalman writes, your body, cover parts of your body are automatically considered dirty, even when you come out of the shower. When you come out of the shower, automatically your body is always considered dirty when you have, even when it's covered. Shoes over here, according to Nevinsal, what comes out is, if you know for sure your shoes are clean, okay, and for sure your socks and things like this, you would not have to wash your hands only. If you don't know, or for sure, if you know that they're dirty, then you have to go wash your hands. That's what will come out over here, Lemaisa, from the Psakim Ruv Nevinsal. Let's finish off over here, Sif Yudches, now. Okay, Sif Yudches, now goes through every single part over here, and you see over here, you need patience. The Shliach Tzibur, the Am, and the Kohanim always have to make sure that they do their part at the correct time. This is directly from the Gemara in Sota. It says like this: Eina makar shekora Kohanim rashayim likros Kohanim ad sheyichla mipi haTzibur amen shonim achar birkas mod. The makar, the person who's going to call out Kohanim, has to wait to say Kohanim. Only he could do it until the Tzibur ends off the amen from birkas mod. Only after Toshim Chalachan Eleodos and the Tzibur finishes Amin, then the Gabbai could call out Kohanim. Vein HaKohanim Rishayim Lahatcha Birkas Asher Kedishanu Bikdushos Shel Aaron Ad Sheyichla Dibur B'Kriyas HaKohanim Mipi HaKori. And the Kohanim can't start the Brach of Birkas Kohanim until the Gabbai finishes off the call of Kohanim. Only when he's done, then they should start Birkas Kohanim. After they make the bracha, and they shouldn't start yivarechacha. The kohanim should start yivarechacha until the tzibur is done answering amen to their bracha. Now, if you remember back from yesterday, this is the mechaber l'shitaso, because he holds yivarechacha. They go straight into yivarechacha. The chazan doesn't call out yivarechacha, and therefore, immediately after the tzibur ends up humming, the kohanim call yivarechacha. According to our minhag, the Ashkenazim, that the kohen, the chazan calls out yivarechacha also. Obviously, then this din would be different. This chazan has to wait for the humming of the tzibur, and the kohanim are going to have to wait for the yivarechacha of the Shliach Tzibur. Okay? V'chein. And furthermore, Einam Rashayim Lahatchel B'teva Ad Shetichla Ateva Mivya Makar. And also, they're not allowed to start any word until the word is done from the Makar. Whenever the Makar is called Yivarecha Hashem B'Yishvelis, and as you see, the Kohanim start too early, or the Makar starts too early, as we'll soon see. Everyone has to wait for their turn. And the Tzibur cannot answer Amen until the Kohanim are done with their Bracha. And like we learned, the Ribona Olim and the Bracha, they say after Birkas Kohanim, they have to wait for the Amen of the Tzibur after Birkas Kohanim. They cannot start their Ribona Olim. So everyone just got to know their place and make sure that they do it at the right time. The Chazan shouldn't start too early. The Kohanim shouldn't start too early. The Amen with the Tzibur should not start too early either. Ad Kan for today.